Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. Herbal Essences releases a new bottle design to help visually impaired people. For Samara Latif, distinguishing the shampoo bottle from the conditioner hasn't always been easy. Latif is blind and has used several different methods, from a rubber band to a swathe of cellophane, to tell the difference between them in the shower. If you want to be independent, if you want to be confident, you don't want to be asking your brother, your mother, your sister, your husband, your children, "What's this again? What bottle is this?" Especially in such a private thing as a shower. Latif, a special consultant for inclusive design at Procter & Gamble P&G, told Today Style. This struggle ended up paving the way for Herbal Essences, one of P&G's brands, to add a new tactile element to their shampoo and conditioner bottles to help people with little or no vision tell the two apart. "When you read with your fingers, it's very challenging," Latif said. "So we had to keep it simple. We had to keep a repetitive pattern. It had to be tactile enough that it was not a decoration, but it was actually something that was a message and a communication." The company's bio-renew bottles will now have four vertical lines etched under the product labels on shampoos and two rows of dots in the same location on conditioners. The new bottles will be available everywhere the products are sold, starting in January 2019, but they're already getting attention. "We are pleased to see an industry leader like P&G and its Herbal Essences brand incorporate accessibility into the design of packaging," Mark Rico Bono, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said in the collection's press release. "We hope other manufacturers will take note of this effort and work with blind people to find solutions that allow us to identify their products quickly and independently." Errors in proofreading cause inherited blindness. Mistakes in proofreading the genetic code of retinal cells is the cause of a form of inherited blindness produced by mutations in splicing factors. A new understanding of the disease process, published in Nature Communications, is leading to the development of a gene therapy for retinitis pigmentosa, RP, a form of inherited blindness caused by splicing factor defects. The research led by Professor Majlinda Lako at Newcastle University, UK, investigated how a common form of inherited blindness, retinitis pigmentosa, is caused by genetic defects in splicing factors. Splicing factors are important protein components of the gene proofreading or splicing mechanism that is found in all cells. Elements of DNA, known as introns, are spliced out or removed by the cell during protein construction in order for the final intelligible genetic code to remain. This is because the introns do not actually provide any meaningful instructions for making proteins. Variations in splicing can cause very different consequences on the formation or function of cells, including retinal cells. Stem cells derived from skin samples were used to create a retina in a dish. The scientists source skin samples donated by retinitis pigmentosa patients at the University of Leeds, UK. The researchers have shown that defects in splicing factors cause defective proofreading of components of the editing machinery itself. This implausible effect resulted in a vicious cycle of disruptive misinterpretation of the genetic code. The formation and functions of a special type of retinal cell, retinal pigment epithelial cells, are the most seriously affected. These cells are critical for supporting and nourishing photoreceptors. So when an issue occurs, the light processing function of the retina breaks down, resulting in sight loss. For the first time, this study shows how genetic defects in splicing factors cause variations in the proofreading of retinal genes, leading to imperfections in retinal cell function and their eventual degeneration in retinitis pigmentosa. Researchers hope for clinical trials to commence within 5 years. Lako said, This research gives us much deeper and broader insights into how splicing factors cause retinitis pigmentosa, enabling the next step in our research, the design of gene therapies for future treatments. Nevertheless, there is still much to learn about why splicing factors are so necessary for the retina to function, and how scientists might repair or treat this in individuals with this type of RP.
Thank you, Jill. Visually impaired tip of the week. This week's tip of the week will focus on adapting your home environment. Tip 1, contrasting colours. Use contrasting colours throughout the home for furniture, wall coverings and carpets to help with moving around the house safely and easily. Contrast will help with identifying furniture, handling everyday tasks and navigating large objects that would otherwise be a trip hazard. Tip 2. Vibrant colours. Use bright, jarring colours on door frames and stair edges to help people identify risks that could lead to injuries and falls. Tip 3. Setting a table. When setting the table, use contrasting colours for table settings. White crockery on a white tablecloth or a mat is difficult for someone with limited sight to interact with. Use different coloured crockery sets to contrast against the food being served. Tip 4. Tactile bands. A simple but incredibly effective idea, utilising stretchy rubber rings with different tactile patterns on, which can be placed around objects of similar shape and weight to help identify them. Use these in the bathroom for identifying toiletries.